Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully it's going to be the views of Jan Kristen Reiter, who will be with us shortly. But if not, it'll just be you and me, and you'll be calling us at 1-800-259-5791. And I'd like to talk about Al Gore with his 10,000 square foot house and his wife having a big SUV, and his concern about, of course, the global warming and how we all have to learn to conserve and cut back. And you have to understand that Al Gore and the green gremlins that he represents really want to destroy Western civilization. This is what it's really all about. They want us to conserve in a massive campaign to get us to conserve. And how often do you see the advertisements on television about, oh, we've got to change the light bulbs from incandescent light bulbs to fluorescent light bulbs. That's going to conserve energy. Ladies and gentlemen, how much energy is it really going to conserve? Why did they intentionally run up the price of electricity all across America? Why they deregulated electricity to get the cost down? And, oh, shucks. Was it just a terrible mistake when we deregulated electricity? Instead of dropping the price, it increased the price. And they knew that was going to happen. It was a scam on the American people. You know, fool me once, shame on you, but fool me twice, shame on me. And it's simply part of this whole scam to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. Now, if you'd like to go to the background of the electricity scam, we have a syllabus. We have a four-tape set video we put together when this whole thing was here in California. And we knew very well what was going to happen because we talked to the key people in the state. They told me how cheap it was to produce electricity. You really had to work hard to get the price of the electricity up the way they have. But don't you worry. They're very, very skillful because they want to raise the price of electricity to get you to conserve electricity. They want you to, get out of your car and onto a bicycle so that you're not using gasoline. They want to make things so expensive that our industries will have to leave this country, and then people will have to lower their living standards because they'll be impoverished. And they want to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. And you have to understand it's all part of a grand plan. It's laid out certainly in the Earth Charter. It's laid out in my syllabus on sustainable development. It was all really laid out in something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which was accepted at the Rio Summit in 1992. And if you haven't actually either read the Global Biodiversity Assessment or my assessment of the assessment, it's in our sustainable development syllabus. You need to understand that this is a long-range plan by a group of elitists who really want to have a subservient, impoverished population who will serve them, at least those who are allowed to survive, although they do intend to kill off most of the people in the world because, you see, we are using their natural resources. And basically, they want those natural resources for themselves and their elite group. And so they basically talk about cutting the world population from 6 billion down to 2 billion, down to 1 billion, down to 500 million, down to 100 million. There's somebody who would like to get it down to 75 million. That would be David Foreman, who's really one of the leaders of this whole environmental movement. And the environmental movement has been financed by people of great wealth, yes, the great oil companies, so they could use the power of government to destroy their opposition. And people are horrified. Why, the oil companies would never be funding that. Let me ask you, who made the greatest profit last year of any corporation in the history of mankind? It just happened to be Exxon, ladies and gentlemen. In 1 year, I think they made something like $27 billion. Do you think the environmental movement is hurting them, or is it hurting you and I?
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hail, Dr. Stan Buck here at the Genesis Communication Network, and it looks like our guest is not going to be here, so it's going to be you and me. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So how do you begin debating these people? After all, they tell us that all scientists agree. I mean, there are only a few doubters out there, a few deniers, and they've got all sorts of fancy names to condemn people who don't go along with their agenda. But the truth of the matter is, all scientists don't agree. In fact, the vast majority of scientists do agree that there's global warming, but that they also note that there is no evidence, absolutely no conclusive evidence, that man's activity has anything to do with the global warming. And, of course, we start off with that traditional question. If there's global warming, sir, explain to me why they call Greenland Greenland. Well, of course, the answer to that is that, you know, 1,000 years Greenland was green, and the Earth had gone through many warming and cooling cycles through the years and through the centuries, through the millennium. And Greenland 1,000 years ago was green, and then by about the 1300s or 1400s, why the various colonies on the shores of Greenland had to be abandoned as the area began to cool, and of course cooling continued until the 1600s, reversed itself and began to warm again, and really was gradually warming, maybe a degree a year, pardon me, a degree a century, up until about 1940, when it turned down, it turned cold again for about 30 years, and now it's beginning to warm up again. But if you look at the charts, they simply lie, because you see, these people, have an agenda. They want to destroy Western civilization. They want to destroy Christian civilization. They have an intense hatred for everything that's good and noble and worthwhile, and they simply, by the control of the media, by the control of the educational system, by the control of people in key positions in government, have been able to put this scam over on the American people. But the truth of the matter is, that, and we have some excellent tapes on this subject, interviews with the key and leading figures on this subject, the truth of the matter is there's absolutely no evidence that man's activity has anything to do with what's going on as far as the temperature is concerned. And I always like to point out by conceding the fact that the polar ice caps are melting. There's no question that the polar ice caps are melting on Mars. Is that because the Martians are doing too much driving? No, it's because of the change in the sun and the change of the heat that's coming from the sun. And if you really look at what's going on, the Antarctic ice cap is not melting at all. And the Arctic ice cap melts, you know, a little in the summer, and then it freezes over again in the winter. And how many times have you seen that picture of the forlorn polar bear riding along and this little iceberg, and you know it's going to break apart soon and he's going to fall in the water and drown? Polar bears, you know, have been around since the beginning of time, and they can swim for 70 miles to catch a seal. I mean, they're not going to drown when he falls off the iceberg. He's just up there for the time being, drying out a little, and then they'll get in the water and take right off. And the number of polar bears is not decreasing. Oh, the snows of Kilimanjaro may be gradually receding from what they were 40 or 50 years ago, because since about 1970, let's see, that would be, what, 35 years ago, there has been a little warming since then, maybe a quarter of a degree every 10 years, something like that. But, I mean, in this whole last century, the 20th century, there was not more than 1 degree of global warming. This idea that the ice caps are going to melt and the shore water is going to rise all over the world, and it's going to wipe out any coastal community. I have seen pictures in textbooks that are given to our children, pictures of New York, and all you can see is the top of the Empire State Building sticking up because all the rest of the buildings are submerged. But what they're doing is planting in people's minds these ideas. And that since they control the media, and this really is a beautiful example of media control, either what I'm saying is a lie, or the media in America is almost totally under control, and they're using that control to convince the American people of a lie. And I will tell you, that's quite true. Our friend Art Robinson sent questionnaires out to, I don't know how many scientists, but 17,000 scientists replied, and they agreed in unison that there is no evidence that man's activity has contributed to global warming. And secondly, of course, you hear about this document that comes out of the United Nations, this planning commission that they had, Intergovernment Planning Conference, IPCC, that they call it. And actually, of course, they just held a meeting, got a lot of scientists there. And then after the scientists had left, a bunch of people got together and wrote up a report, and they just put into it things that were true, and then they attributed to the scientists who were there. And the scientists did not agree with the conclusions. But they don't have access to the media. Well, the first thing we have to ask the question is there evidence that CO2 is harmful to the environment? First of all, what percentage of greenhouse gases is CO2? Is it 60%? Is it 50%? Is it 30% of greenhouse gases are CO2? It's about 3%. And it's, methane maybe is a couple of percentage, and most greenhouse gases are water vapor. How are we going to outlaw water vapor? But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Now, our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd like to know what you think about this, but this is one of the greatest scams ever put over. In fact, if you look at the Kyoto Protocol, which this is really all about, if they can pass the Kyoto Protocol, they will destroy the industrial foundation of America, because we would have to cut back to the level of energy consumption in 1990, and even less than that. And, of course, that means whatever manufacturer we still had would have to close on down, and we'd have to get people out of their cars. But it doesn't affect China. It doesn't affect China. No, it doesn't affect China. It doesn't affect the developing countries that have terrible pollution. It doesn't affect India. It has nothing to do with pollution. It has everything to do with control, of expanding government control over your life. And it's amazing as you go back and you see how this thing came about. It really came about as about 1971, when the Club of Rome, which is an elitist group in Europe, and, of course, you'll find the royal heads of Europe, many of them belong to that, the so-called black nobility that have been part of this one-world conspiracy going back through the centuries, and, of course, a lot of the richest people there in Europe, because these people, of course, are part and parcel of this group that worships a different god and are intent upon bringing about the world government and the new world religion. They came up with an idea: how are we going to sell our ideas to the people? And they came up with a book that was called The Limits of Growth. And it was there they coined the word sustainable development. And it was the following year that the first Earth Summit was held. It was held in 1972. And Marie Strong presided over there. That, and they came up with these ideas of how they were going to sell the people that we had an environmental crisis. What do they really want to do is kill off most of the peoples in the world. They want to rewild the lands. They want to bring back the grizzly bears. They want to bring back the mountain lions. They want to bring out the wolves, and they want them roaming around your house. And you say, that's crazy talk. And you're absolutely right. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. They don't see the world as you and I do. They don't see anything wrong with people being eaten by mountain lions, as long as it's not one of them or one of their children. And they really would like to, of course, by eliminating the human beings, return the world to the way it was back before the wicked white man came. And the way it was when the Indians, who actually worshipped a different type of god, they were very much into a paganism and pantheistic belief, and, of course, being in touch with the spirits and being in touch with these supernatural forces that are out there. That's the way that they want the world to be. And all you need to do is read the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It's, as I remember, 1,152 pages. It's published by the Cambridge University Press. We have summarized that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. And if you've not read my Sustainable Development Syllabus or seen the video that goes with it, you need to have the two of them together. You can't understand what's going on. We give you the documentation, whether it be, you know, their material from the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the World Bank Water Policy, the Earth Charter, which was written by three occultists, three people who worship a different god, the other god, Marie Strong, Stephen Rockefeller, and, of course, that great humanitarian, the butcher of Afghanistan, Mikhail Gorbachev, and those three men put together the Earth Charter, and you can read it in its entirety, where they talk about their plan economically. They want equitable distribution of wealth within nations and equitable distribution of wealth between nations. What are they talking about? Well, equitable distribution of wealth within nations means that they take your money and they give it to other people. Now, they're not going to take their own money. These are fabulously wealthy people. There has to be a ruling elite, and because they're really such smart people, they're entitled to a better way of life than you and I are. But what they really want is a reconstitution, a return to the type of society that Plato described in his book, The Republic, and that, of course, the type he described in his book on Atlantis, because, of course, he had written in the dialogues about this utopian society that existed in lost Atlantis. And, of course, this is where you have a ruling elite, and this is what he'd want in the Republic, a ruling elite, a ruling oligarchy that would oppress all mankind. And then, of course, men would not be married to women. All women would belong to all men. Sounds really great, doesn't it? children that belong to the state. That's what these people really want for you and I. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Maybe got tied up doing something else. So we'd love to hear from you, 1-800-259-5791. But this whole global warming scam is to use the power of the central government to destroy the economy of the United States. Because if we were to pass the Kyoto Protocol, as I said earlier, and to limit the level of electric consumption to the level it was some, well, in 1990, then I think it would be something 10, 20% below that level. It would simply decimate our entire population. And they really do intend to get the price of electricity up to $8, $9, $10 a gallon. I mean, the price of gasoline up to $8, $9, $10 a gallon. There's no question what this is all about. I mean, they manipulate these oil prices like a yo-yo. I mean, OPEC is a cartel. That's illegal by international law, so why we let it happen? Why? Because the oil companies make a lot of money. But even more than that, this can be used for, as part of this plan, and that is, of course, going to be to force people out of their cars. And, well, it'll be better for you just to be out walking, won't it? And you're walking down to the drugstore, and maybe you even get a bicycle and you can ride it like the people in communist China or in communist Korea. And this is what they really want. And if you doubt that, you need to read the Global Biodiversity Assessment. In fact, Prince Charles has set the example. You know, he is when he goes out, why, he rides his bicycle. Of course, he has the chauffeur driving the car shortly behind him, you know, but he is conserving electricity, and he, of course, is trying to cut back on the number of jet flights he takes in his private jet and tries to use public transportation every time he can to set an example for you and I, because Prince Charles is the man who coordinated this whole incredible scam. In fact, it was all planned out on the good ship Britannia, the Prince's Royal Yacht back in 1992 when they had a meeting. He called together the people who are part of his organization, the leaders of banking and finance and industry throughout the world, and they met on the Yacht Britannia, and they planned what was going to happen at the second Earth Summit meeting, which was held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. And this is already laid out in my story of sustainable development. And these people of great wealth now understand that this is not as much about money, although they make all sorts of money. They're rolling in money. The people who control Exxon and Chevron and British Petroleum, which is really the British royal family, that's Prince Charles, and Royal Dutch Shell, which is the Royal Dutch family. They're the ones, of course, who formed the Bilderberger Group. And and then there's Kanako, which is the fifth of the seven sisters. The other two sisters, I guess they've been aborted and done away with. But there are five major oil companies that really dominate the oil, certainly here in the western part of the world. And they even have their tentacles over in Russia and China and really throughout the entire world directing what really goes on. And people say, well, that's what Iraq was all about. It was about oil. And oil is a side benefit, and certainly they'll make, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars off of oil. But their real goal, of course, of the war in the Middle East, is to bring about the one world government and to destroy any Sydney administrations, any of the Arab countries that will not knuckle under, that will not simply do exactly what they're told, be good little boys, as we move from national sovereignty to this new world order and new world religion. And so you can just see this thing coming down the line. So remember that the Middle East, yes, some people are going to make a lot of money on oil, and yes, Halliburton and Carlyle and all our good friends are reaping all sorts of money, but the real goal is to use that money to bring about the goal of their master. And, of course, they worship the other god. When you understand that, so much makes sense, because the other god has always wanted to rule the world. This plan's been underway going all the way back to the time of Nimrod, and one only has to go to Strasbourg in Germany there to see the replica of the unfinished pyramid, a tower that Nimrod started to build back in Babylon. Of course, God intervened. But the unfinished tower has been replicated in Strasbourg, and that's where the European Union meets on a regular basis. And you're going to have to get my talk on Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret, it's available now, either on video or on DVD. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and get a copy of The Forbidden Secret.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. or call 877-300-7645.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, well, we don't have our guests, so it's going to be you out there in the listening audience. Give me a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Do you really believe that we face a global warming crisis? Do you really believe that the CO2, which is an essential element for all living things, you know, is really a danger to our society, and that increasing the CO2 by a fraction of a percent is going to make our planet uninhabitable? In fact, things actually grow far better in a CO2 environment than they grow in the regular environment, and probably in eons past where we had a higher level of CO2 in the environment than we have today. CO2 is absolutely essential for things to grow. I mean, what do you think photosynthesis is all about? The plant actually takes the CO2 out of the air, and by photosynthesis, it converts it into oxygen and hydrogen, and of course carbon. And the carbon then is what makes up the green leaves and all the other things that, of course, produce the food and fruit and wood and all the things we need. That you can't have a growing cycle. If you took all the carbon dioxide out of the air, why, everything would die. Every living thing in this world would die, and I'm sure eventually the human beings would die as well. We need a level of CO2 here in our environment. But, of course, they definitely don't tell you that. and there is no evidence that CO2 does any damage at all. First of all, there's no evidence that it contributes to global warming, because global warming has always occurred, and it's simply a matter of the cycles of the sun. And actually, increasing CO2 is good for the biosphere, not harmful. But it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. The environmentalists have an agenda, and they've been very well paid by people of great wealth to carry out that agenda. And really, it's incredible, as you see, the oil companies using the environmental movement to make money. Oh, you say the environmental movement actually impedes the oil companies. No, it doesn't. It impedes the competition for the oil companies. For instance, let's take a look at nuclear power. Oh, nuclear power is terrible. Now, we can't have nuclear power. Do you want to find mushroom clouds over every city as they explode? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are far more people died in the backseat of Ted Kennedy's car there at Chappaquiddick many years ago than have ever died in any nuclear explosion. Certainly, we have all sorts of our military people, certainly whether they're aircraft carriers or submarines, living in close proximity to nuclear generators. Nuclear generators that generate the power. The power our great aircraft carriers that power our submarines underwater for, months at a time. They don't even have to surface there. And it's all because of the miracle of nuclear power. Nuclear power works very well. There's no problem as far as leakage from these plants. And most of what you think you know about nuclear power is simply a lie. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with all the spent fuel? Well, you're going to reprocess it like was originally intended, like every other country in the world does. How could you convince a country of almost 300 million people, like the United States, that there's a problem with, we don't know what to do with spent fuel. We've got to store it in 50-gallon drums. It's leaking out. It's getting into the water supply. We're going to contaminate the water. We're all going to die. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to store it. You just reprocess it. Why don't we reprocess it? Why? Because the government passed laws, the environmentalists passed laws, that you couldn't reprocess it. What did the French do with their spent nuclear fuel? What do the Japanese do? What do the Germans do? They all reprocess it. But here in America, we can't do that. Oh, we have this storage place there at Yucca Mountain in Nevada, and we spent billions of dollars to build a totally useless, senseless, worthless, big, long tunnel into the ground so we can put the spent fuel there, and then they won't even let us put it there because the figures only go out 10,000 years, and we don't know what's going to happen 25,000 years from now, so we can't put the spent fuel that we've already tried to transport there. It's all a scam. Everything is a scam. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not the illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. So our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. I remember talking when I was doing my study on the electricity crisis, talking to the people, who were experts on electricity. Electricity is so cheap to generate. They've had to work very hard to get the price up. But the price is going up not because, of course, it should be going up, but because they want to force you through pricing to limit your activity and to conserve. And that's what it's all about. That's why they're running up the price of gasoline. The world is awash with gasoline. In fact, on our four-tape set, and I believe that's on oil, we interview, and you can actually get those interviews. We talked to one oil expert in the oil business. And there are people who would love to go out and start drilling for oil, but they don't. They want a price guarantee. They want a price floor. And they said that if they could get a price floor of about $20 a barrel, why, you'd have more people out there drilling for oil than you knew what to do with. And if they do, they could get at least $20 a barrel. Why, of course, the wildcatters would be going all over the United States right now looking for oil, but they know that once they start producing large amounts of oil, the big five bastard sisters will drop the price down so low that these people go bankrupt. They've done this over and over again. They've dropped the price down to $5 a barrel or $4 a barrel to drive the wildcatters out of the business. So the wildcatters want a guarantee, not a price cap, not a price guarantee. They want a price floor so it can't go any lower than that, and so that they can be sure they're going to get at least $20 a barrel. There's plenty of oil. There's plenty of oil up in Alaska. There's plenty of oil in the Arctic Reserve. Oh, we can't drill there, my goodness. What about the reindeer, the pristine Arctic? Have you ever seen the Arctic in the wintertime? You know, they got about 2 months out of the year when, of course, the ice melts, and then it comes right back again. It's frozen over all the rest of the time. The reindeer are prospering. They love, of course, the oil lines, the pipelines that we have there. And all of the excuses that they use not to drill there are simply excuses. Why? Because the oil companies don't want us drilling up there. Why? Because there's so much oil in the world. You see, they make more money when there's shortages rather than when there's abundance. And of course, oh my goodness, we've got these great new finds, you know, and we're going to have to drill out in the Gulf of Mexico, and we're going to have to go down a couple of miles before we can even start the oil well. We don't want to get oil that's easy to get out. We want to get oil that's difficult to get out so we can justify the massive high prices. And that's why the oil companies have been funding this whole incredible environmental movement. It's certainly to justify raising the prices of oil, and just look at how much Exxon made last year. More money than any corporation in all the history of the world. And even the fact that they intentionally dropped the price of oil just before the election because they wanted to be sure that George Bush got in, which they did. I mean, George Bush, and why did they want to get George Bush in? So he can discredit Christianity? So he can discredit the Republican Party and everything that the Republican Party supposedly stands for? And, of course, so we could continue this terrible and foolish and devastating war, which, of course, will continue in the Middle East until it draws us into World War III and destroys the infrastructure of this country and brings really terrible suffering to our people. But I think this is exactly what the forces that control the oil companies really want. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. And since I have nothing prepared and no script I'm reading, give me a call. 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis. Well, you know, as we begin, of course, exploring this whole incredible scam, and you remember, of course, there's not been here in California not one oil refinery built in 30 years. Oh, we couldn't build refineries because of the environmentalists. Who funded the environmentalists to block the building of refineries? Why, it was the oil companies who own the refineries. Why? Because they didn't want any competition. It's just as simple as that. But we can't tell the American people that, oh no, it's these crazy environmentalists who blocked the development of nuclear energy, these crazy environmentalists. But you see, that made then, of course, the rest of us dependent upon oil and certainly natural gas and certainly on oil for actually coal, oil, and natural gas for generating electricity. And of course, all of these things tie in together into this big energy cartel that really overruns that aspect of our business. So they so effectively block all sorts of development, but it always benefits them. And then, of course, when you've got all these environmental rules and regulations and federal rules and regulations, they can use those against their competitors. And so you think you could go out and do wildcatting? You think you could get permission to drill even on your own land or perhaps on government land for the oil that's there or the oil or the natural gas? Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not going to be able to do it. But the big oil companies would be able to do it. They'd simply pay off the right people and that's, of course, how the game is played. And if you don't think that the government officials take bribes, you are incredibly naive. Once in a while, they'll find somebody and slap their wrists. And sometimes you'll get an attorney general or the district attorney who who doesn't know how the game is played, and he may even go after some of these people, and he may have a very, very short life, or they may buy him off, or he may even succeed. But of course, he's not going to get reelected or reappointed next time around, because when you try to fight City Hall, you find that City Hall doesn't play by the rules. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And remember, all of these rules and regulations are not to protect the environment. The rules and regulations are to do away with competition, because competition is a sin. And it cuts back on the profits of the big oil, which has financed this environmental movement since its inception. And the average person is so naive, they honestly think the environmental movement is to control the excesses of big corporations and the energy corporations, whereas exactly the opposite is the case. So you can see their hand really on so many of the things that are going on today, undercutting any effort, of course, to develop more electricity, to develop cheaper electricity, to develop more and cheaper oil. And they're really planning on getting oil probably up around $300 or $400 a barrel, and of course gasoline will be up to $10 a gallon. You're going to look back at $5 a gallon for gasoline as the good old days. They know exactly what they're doing, because what's their agenda? As I said earlier, they want to get you out walking. That'll be healthy for you, won't it? They want you to get you on a bicycle. That'll be healthy for you, won't it? Well, when you get to be my age, you certainly don't want to be riding a bicycle. But they want to get you out of your car. And that's, of course, what they certainly want, of course, to do away with our own automotive industry. And certainly they don't mind people in other countries having cars, but why should Americans have so many cars when there's so many people in other countries that don't have cars? And then, of course, one of the big problems is there's just too many people in the world. And they do have an agenda. They do intend to kill off most of the world's population. And if you doubt that, you really need, of course, to get my treatise on the Population Control Agenda monograph. You'll find it up on my webpage at radioliberty.com, where you can read the writings of great humanitarians like Jacques Cousteau, who talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. People that certainly talk about, you know, eliminating 90% of the population. And that was a Dr. Sam Keen at a talk that was given up in the Santa Clara area, I think back in 1994 at the Gorbachev Foundation. What was not so surprising is that this wacko individual would have said that. But he got applause from the audience. And you say that may be an aberration, but it really isn't. There's a professor somewhere in the southern, I think he's in Texas, and within this last year he'd got up and suggested what we had to kill off 90% of the world's population with Ebola. And he got a standing ovation from part of the audience. And you can actually Google that in. I don't remember the professor's name, although I have it. But you can get his name, just type in the University of Texas professor, kill 90% population Ebola, and you can pick it up, or if you can't, we'll be glad to get it for you. But you really need, of course, to find out how they're in the process of doing it now. And if you haven't seen my talk on planned population reduction, why, of course, you need to get that. And you can get that either in DVD or in video by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And whether it's by polluting the injections that they give us, the vaccines, and putting poisons into them that'll have a deleterious effect on our minds and our bodies, or produce Alzheimer's disease in the elderly, or autism and autism spectrum diseases in the youth, or whether it be outlawing DDT, which kills about 100 million people in the last 33 years, about 3 million people a year, and of course another 300 million to 500 million contract malaria unnecessarily because of the DDT ban, and it is not dangerous. It's the safest insecticide, safer than anything else we ever had, and probably ever will have. Well, if it was so dangerous, why have we outlawed it all these years, and now we're suddenly saying it's going to be all right to spray in houses after 100 million people are dead? Ladies and gentlemen, imagine the enormity of what we're talking about. These people, and if you read their writings, like the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard, and if you want them, I would be glad to send you the pages from her book, the New Creation, the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, where she talks about the necessity of killing a quarter of the world's population. And she refers to the message in Revelation 6:8, where the quotation is, "And I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the earth by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, and by beasts of the world, and by death." But that is not your job, my dear, that is ours. For we are the riders of the pale horse death. If you'd like to see it, we've got it. We'll be glad to send you the pages. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, what we're up against, and these are the people who are so concerned about global warming and the environment. We'll be right back.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
We Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and certainly we seem to be having a little problem here. So if anybody would like to call in from the last hour until we can possibly... Oh, I'm sorry, but actually we've got to finish up the last hour here. Got a little off kilter there. Well, this is the time I need to really remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America. 5 hours every day trying to educate people about what's really going on in our world. Now, if you've not yet seen my talk on planned population reduction, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And get the talk on planned population reduction, or my talk, my video on population control, or the 4-tape set we have on population control. It's vitally important that you have the documentation that there really are people who intend to kill off large segments of our population. We offer the complete text of Dr. David MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations Committee in June of 1969, where he asked the Congress for $10 million so they can create a new disease for which there'll be no immune response that can be used as a means of mass killing. And he said some people think we shouldn't create this new disease, but we can probably do it in 10 years if you give us $10 million. Some people think this is going to be another means of mass killing, but we want to go ahead and do it. Well, 10 years later, of course, we had the AIDS epidemic. So we have that complete testimony available. You're not going to see it elsewhere. We have the National Security Study Memorandum 200, which came out in 1974 for the name of Henry Kissinger, marked Top Secret. And it was, of course, the basis of American foreign policy. And what is it? Population control. Preventing, of course, other countries from having an adequate population. And you hear all this talk, oh, we're so concerned about the women in third world countries. No, it has to do with power. It has to do with, of course, preventing women from having children or killing those that they already have so that we can be the dominant force in the world. That's what it was really all about. You really need to read a National Security Study Memorandum 200. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction, the video on population control, you need to get the 4-tape set on population control, and my talk on planned population reduction. Now you can go up on the internet at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the various papers that we have there on genetic engineering and population control and vaccines. And the information's on my website at RadioLiberty.com. You're free to get that. You're free to copy it. You're free to distribute it. We have to get people to understand there are people who have a different worldview and have no concern or human compassion because they worship a different God. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my new DVD or video entitled Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks?
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, they're also going to be the views of my guest, who's named Neil Cruz. And Neil is a sort of a newcomer to our station. He's only been on one at a time, but I asked him to come on because I wanted you to hear his views on this idea that is sweeping the country. It's called The Secret. It's a DVD. It is a book. They say that several million copies of the book have been sold since the concept was endorsed by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jim Carrey, all of whom use The Secret to their own advantage and have amassed great wealth and power as a result of this. And Oprah says she's known about The Secret, and she's used this information for years. And she wants you to learn about it, too. Because, you see, you can be rich, you can be famous, you can accomplish anything you want to, simply by the law of attraction. And, of course, what you can do is you learn how to manipulate the universe through the use of your mind. The ideas come from ideas put forward by Rhonda Burns, who actually had come across this book written many, many years ago that explained how this secret works. And she points out that many, many powerful people have known the secret. Certainly was known to Plato and to Aristotle. It's been known to the great people down through the ages, to Beethoven and certainly to Leonardo da Vinci and to people like Emerson and Edison and people. Andrew Carnegie, she lists him as one of the people who used The Secret, and I believe it's probably true. I believe that all of the people whose names I've mentioned understood The Secret and utilized it for their own advantage and were able to be very, very productive and do some remarkable things. But the question is, what are they really doing? How does this all fit together? Well, I think that until you begin to understand the spiritual dimension, it's going to be very difficult for the average individual to begin to understand not only what you can accomplish by implementing this, but the terrible cost it will cost you as far as eternity is concerned. Neil, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on again. It's always an honor.
Well, I think it is. And of course, you've actually looked into this and studied this somewhat, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have not, as of yet, been able to watch The Entire Secret. I've watched the first 20 minutes of it. I've read quite a few articles, probably now getting close to 20, on the subject matter in The Secret. So my comments today will be addressing the general subject of the law of attraction and positive thinking. And I've been in it in a great variety of ways, from the S training to, I just remembered the other day, I worked with a man down in Southern California on positive thinking to put together projects for businesses. I've been involved in the general concept. By the way, the book called The Science of Getting Rich was written by Wallace D. Wattles, I believe, 1909, somewhere around there. That is the book that started Robin Byrne on this whole idea. After she read the book, she became very excited. She read other books. Then she trained her staff in these concepts. So I believe she really does believe in what she's doing.
I think she does as well. Will you hold on there? We'll be back in just a moment as we bring other stations on board here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Neil Cruz, and we're going to be talking about a phenomenon that has hit this country like a whirlwind. It's a book and a DVD called The Secret. It's been endorsed by Oprah Winfrey, by Larry King. Jim Carrey, the actor, has used this technique. The gentleman, Jack Canfield, who'd written the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, have utilized this, and Oprah says she's used this technique for years, and it attributes some of her success to knowing the secret. Now, Neil Cruz, of course, is our guest today, and Neil has certainly been studied this sort of thing in the past. This whole idea of the power of positive thinking, and who, through the use of your mind, you can begin to reorganize the universe, and you can make miraculous things happen. And I want you to know from the very beginning that this program is not being put on from the advocacy point of view, as is most of what you're going to hear, but as a warning to those of you who are concerned about your eternal soul and the implications of what people are getting into. So, Neil, why don't you pick up the story? You said that basically these ideas came from a book that was written many, many years ago, almost, 80 years ago, on really this whole concept of utilizing your mind to make things happen. Go ahead.
Yes, and this book, The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Rattles, W-A-T-T-L-E-S, wrote the book. And we and my friends literally read out of this book almost every day, I'm going to say for 1 to 3 years. I remember reading the book and almost being able to recite it from memory. Of course, this was about 20 years ago. The thing I'd like to say from the beginning is that there is a lot of material in these kinds of films. There's also What the Bleep Do We Know, which I understand to be somewhat in the general same realm as The Secret. There's a lot of science, there's a lot of techniques in these films that are valid, that work. I believe that intention does have an effect. I believe that positive thinking does have an effect. My contention is that the problem here is that they're oversimplifying things and they're exaggerating things. Here is a phrase that, if I understand correctly, comes out of the book.
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, yes, Dale, as we want to bring our other stations back on board. And I want to hear what you have to say. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Neil Cruz, and he's talking about this book that was written many, many years ago, and of course he was with a group of people 20 years ago who read this regularly and really had adopted this, the idea that we can begin to manipulate events and people and certainly our environment, our surroundings, by using our mind. And it really sounds wonderful. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if you wanted $1 million and you could get $1 million? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you want a great job and all you have to do is be able to manipulate things with your mind and get that job or a relationship or fame or... All of these things are offered to you by the advocates of this film, this book, The Secret. All you have to do is learn how to apply this, and you can begin to manipulate the universe with your mind. Well, you pick up the story there, Neil.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. As a side note, the people that were with me at the time, and we were all reading this book by Dr. Waddles, The Science of Getting Rich, I just thought I'd mention that the person who headed up that group died in the same financial status that she was at the time we read the book, some 20 years later, about 15 years later. As a matter of fact, all of us in that group are at about the same financial status that we were when we read the book. And this is what I found over time again and again and again. Yes, positive thinking has an effect. Yes, intention works. As a matter of fact, there are times when I will tell people, you know, you need to start thinking differently about this. When you see people that are completely negative about an idea, of course that's harmful to what you're trying to do. So I say the difference is instead of promoting the idea as a 100% idea, which is what The Secret does, I say give it about 10%, one-tenth of what they're telling you it has the power to do. Here's a statement which I understand is from the book. There isn't a single thing you cannot do with this knowledge. I mean, just listen to that. Just listen to that sentence. There isn't a single thing you cannot do with this knowledge. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. The secret can give you whatever you want. I mean, is there anybody with a thinking mind that honestly believes these two sentences or these three sentences? I mean, that's absurd.
And yet, of course, you'll find that people like Jim Carrey swear that this is what has given him the ability to make the millions of dollars that he has, that Oprah points to this as helping her to be the success he is. Certainly Jack Cashel, you know, attributes his success and the millions of dollars he's made to being able to manipulate the world through the use of his mind. And the question is, you know, I don't think most people really understand where this comes from, because, of course, the woman who was supposed to have been on the film, a lady named Mrs. Hicks, who was really an inspiration to Rhonda Byrne, who is the author of the book and really the manager of the or producer of the film, Mrs. Hicks had a relationship with somebody named Abraham. Who was Abraham, and why is the fact that Mrs. Hicks, who was on the original version of the film, was taken out of the film because of some disagreement on the distribution of the proceeds? You know, we're talking really the potential for hundreds of millions of dollars that this is going to make before it's all through. I mean, who was Abraham that Mrs. Hicks was talking to?
Abraham is a collection of spirits.
A collection of spirits. So, really, this sort of gets into spiritism, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It absolutely does. As a matter of fact, when the contention occurred between Esther and Jerry Hicks and Rhonda Byrne, they went to Abraham and they channeled him and they said, "What do we do?" And he said, "Rhonda Byrne is offering you an ultimatum." And what had happened was that the first venue for the showing of The Secret, which I believe was to occur in Australia on a network there, did not happen. They had to change their venues. And as a result of this, Rhonda Byrne sent out a revised contract to everybody. And when Esther and Jerry Hicks got it, the contract said, "You must give up all rights to your intellectual property." And they said, "Wow, that's asking quite a lot." And so at that point, they channeled Abraham, these collection of spirits, and they said, "When you're being offered an ultimatum, this is not a good sign. We don't recommend that you go forward with this." So Esther and Jerry Hicks told Rhonda Byrne, "We're out." They were edited out of the film, and a second version of the film was done at that time.
And of course, what the people, most people never heard of Mrs. Hicks, I never had, but apparently she and her husband travel across America in a $1 million camper or $1 million trailer, and people will pay $195, a couple of hundred of them, to come to hear her channel this demonic spirit. And this is what this is. These are demonic spirits who begin to speak through her, take over her body, take over her existence, and of course, she was the one who was in large part the inspiration for this idea. Now, most people, when of course they hear that Oprah is into this, and Larry King is into this, and Jim Carrey's into this, it sounds like it's just too good to be true. And the trouble is, it really is. Because everything comes with a price. And as you begin to open up your mind to this, you're actually, if you are being successful, you're doing it because the spirits are aiding. Would that be a fair statement, Neil?
Absolutely. This is something not easy to understand. When you look at the world of spirits, you see that there are a great many forms on the other side. Obviously, the Bible talks about these things. We hear about Jesus casting out spirits. There are a great many people today called spirit releasement therapists around the world that are, it's sort of a modern-day term for an exorcist. I'm not sure they'd want to be called that, because they see themselves as more sophisticated than the old exorcist methods. But these people write books about what they run into and what they get when they talk to these spirits. And many of these spirits, it's really interesting to get books from different therapists. because when you read the words of these demons, they all say the same thing. And one of the things that you hear demons say over and over is they say, I work for Lucifer. Lucifer has tricked me away from the light. Many of these spirits did not start out negative, but they were turned negative because of tricks played on them by Lucifer. It doesn't take much reading of this to get the idea. This is all very real. This is not just some fantasy world. These spirits are out there. And when you choose material goals, then the spirits who supply material goods are going to come in and say, let us help. You're not going to see them. You're not going to hear them. But they're going to be there behind the scenes working on your behalf to get you those goals. On the other hand, when you say, my wish is to help humanity, is to be a good person, is to be conscientious, to be humble, is to submit to the will of God, a whole different set of spirits now comes to assist you with those things. So you're developing relationships with spiritual entities on the other side. And when you're praying for material objects, you are not bringing in the best spirits.
And I think that to the average individual who lives in this material world that we live in, the idea that there is another dimension, a world of spirits, seems almost incredible. Now, we can watch a series on television like The Medium, where we see Alison Dubois, who's this very attractive blonde mother with three of the cutest little girls you ever saw. But she is able to have these dreams, these premonitions, and help the district attorney get the bad guys. Great story. Intriguing story. The trouble is, there really was an Alison Dubois. She really did have the ability to access the other dimension. She really did help the district attorney get the bad guys. This is not imaginary. It is real. And the thing that disturbs me about this, Neil, is we're introducing millions of Americans into this spirit world, the same world that you access when you use a Ouija board, the same world that you access when you use tarot cards, or when you go to diviners or fortune tellers or mind readers. And the average American, because it's endorsed by Oprah, because it's endorsed by Larry King, because it's endorsed by Jim Carrey, they have no idea they're playing with fire or a very dangerous form of worship that could change their life forever. Go ahead.
Dr. Stanner, I know that I had read something about this in one of my books. I have all kinds of books. And here are some sentences. This was written in 1937. This book comes from India. It is not a Christian book. I'm not going to fool anybody into thinking that. But I was looking for somebody else that might have written about this concept, and I did find this section finally. And it says, beyond this region are Pretlok, that's the Pretlok, that's the way they say it in India, and the regions of disembodied spirits. You might want to call it hell. Your link would be established with spirits having the same desires and ambitions as you have, and they will give you instructions accordingly. You would take those instructions to be the instructions from the Lord. Sometimes a female deity or a goddess, and Chandika, which is a goddess of very low order, a name of Durga, possess their devotee, and the latter says that he had the vision of the goddess face to face and that he conversed with her. It is in this way that people receive instructions within themselves. When the evil tendencies stored within haunt the mind, they make their appearance in diverse forms, such as goblins, and these people think that they have met God and received instructions from the Lord.
And, of course, actually, they receive the instructions from the counterfeit side.
That is correct. As they say, Lucifer can appear as an angel of light.
And to the average Christian today, since they're not being educated about this other world, about the spirit world of their churches, you know, and we have really a very, very narrow perspective of the spiritual battle that's being fought out today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, most Christians, you know, are not prepared to deal with something like The Secret. And I'm afraid that many, many people, Christian and non-Christian, will be drawn into this because it gives you the promise of wealth and fame and anything your heart desires. But there is a price to pay. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, I guess it's Neil Cruz. We're talking about the secret, which is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Wrapped into this. And of course there's a promise there of material success, and it will work for some people. I have talked to people, I'll never forget 25 years ago when I first went to a little church here in Santa Cruz where I live, and they brought people in from the San Jose area who'd been in similar concepts of the power of positive thinking and manipulation of the world through, you know, with your mind, and they'd wanted a car, and sure enough, they got that car. And they wanted a boat, and they got the boat. And they wanted the house, and they got the house. And they thought they'd found the secret to success, until eventually they realized that this was demonic, and that there was a price to pay. and of course people get into this after a period of time, come under demonic possession or demonic, you know, control. And what Neil was saying during the break was, and I think it's so important, why are we looking for a counterfeit when we have the true God that we can worship? And materialism, once we begin looking for materialism, we've lost sight of why we're here on earth. There's nothing wrong with having a nice home or having a nice car. But when that becomes our end all, when it's not serving God and carrying out his commandments, but carrying out the commandments of the other God. And believe me, the other God has power. Don't ever think for one minute that he doesn't. However, of course, in the final analysis, it is the God of the heaven who is the most powerful. But he's allowing these things to take place. And what bothers me is that most Christians are totally unprepared for this organized, orchestrated onslaught that is sweeping across America today. Well, what sort of response are you getting from the people out there, Neil? Because I know for many years you've been in contact with the people who are always sort of looking into these fringe beliefs and these ideas that we're going to be able to harness these things for our own benefit.
Well, I was invited to join a group to watch The Secret, and I was probably a little blunt. I said, I'm done with that stuff. I'm just not going to go through this anymore. I have protested many of the messages that came out in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? What the Bleep Do We Know was, as I understand it, put together by Jay-Z Knight and the Rompa School up in Yelm, Washington. The Rompa School, I have had friends go there. I wanted to go there, actually. And I remember one day going to the post office, and in the post office, I got this invitation to join the Rompa Seminar Series, and I immediately started to fill it out. Strange thing. I got the weirdest feeling. I mean, really fast. And I just threw that thing in the trash and walked out the door, and then I said, what just happened? Well, something had come to me and said, you're not going there.
Do you want to tell our listeners who Rampa is? Because most of them may not be aware of this. This is a demonic spirit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Not many people agree with me on that. Rampa claims to be an entity that... is 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 years old, I'm not sure. Possibly was in existence during the time of Lemuria, and then at a later time, I believe, and was channeling through a woman by the name of Jay-Z Knight. And we have some Hollywood movie stars that joined up with this group. A great deal of press was given to it. So Romp is very big in the New Age community. I had one occasion where I met a researcher who had actually gone into the Rompa group and had interviewed people in close quarters in a hotel room using a video camera, and she found out all kinds of strange goings-on in the room. Apparently, she had video film of one session where everybody had their eyes closed. Rompa was speaking, and his eyes turned completely red. Now, anybody who studies spirits know that when you see red eyes, it is never a good thing. And this person, before they left, before they were able to take their research, which was very damning, she was confronted by two or three goons in suits. She was told she had no choice but to surrender all of her material, and if she talked about what she learned, her life would be in danger. That's how nice Rompa is. Okay, so that was what was behind the whole "What the Bleep Do We Know?" Business. And now we come into this. And we have some more stuff going on, and it doesn't look good.
Well, I think it's really very, very interesting that at this time in the history of our nation, we would see these things coming forward more and more. When I was a boy growing up, these supernatural side of things, the occult was really relatively unknown. I was probably 1980, 1982 before I really, really did understand that there actually are people. Who are, of course, associated with a demonic dimension. There really are people who are demonically possessed, not imaginary. People think it's sort of funny. No, it's really not. I mean, these are tormented people. And the trouble is that through The Secret, millions of Americans are going to open up their souls to this. Well, this is Dr. Stan Beck here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Neil. And I think Neil has a much better understanding of this than most people would, because he came out of this. And although I don't think he considers himself a born-again Christian, why we pray that one of these days why he will be, but that's neither here nor there. He can discuss this thing intelligently because he understands it. And certainly, you do believe in that there is in the God that's out there, don't you, Neil?
Oh, I absolutely believe in God, and this is why so many of my friends are Christians, and why I fiercely defend the Christian faith, is because I haven't been able to find many people that really believe in a personal relationship with God. A lot of people see God as a concept or an idea, and I say that's not good enough.
No, there has to be that personal relationship, because you have to be able to talk to God and to pray to God and know that God hears your prayers, and God then does begin guiding your life. That is the most wonderful thing, and of course I see this in my own life and those people who are close to us. Well, you know, as far as this phenomenon is concerned, now this is going to continue until I think people begin to understand the implications of it. This is not simply in this country. It's Australia. It's really all over the world, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It is worldwide. Ron has opened up two offices now in the United States. She is expanding. When you look at the credits, if you go to their website, which is thesecret.tv, I believe, they have a press release. If you download that press release in PDF, go to the back of it, you will see that it looks like over 150 to 200 people were involved in this production. They talk about millions of dollars being spent. Remember, she was a key individual in the production of Australia's largest evening talk show, just like the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show. This is not some poor woman from a small town who discovered a secret and all of a sudden she's on the map. This woman is living with people who know how to put people on the map. Okay, she is surrounded by marketing people, by PR people, by business people. You already heard some of the quotes today. That's why there have been several articles about this, including one out of the Newsweek that says this just looks like, more than anything else, like a successful marketing program, not necessarily the evidence of a wisdom that is striking people as truth. And
hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Neil Cruz. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Neil Cruz. And Neil was simply saying that this is an amazing marketing phenomenon. And the secret is not simply being marketed in the United States and in Australia. It's being marketed all throughout the world. It's being translated to other languages. My wife bought a copy of The Secret at Costco at a special discounted price. At least I hope it was a special discounted price. And of course, she saw them at Costco anyway. And of course, this is the sort of thing that is going to have a tremendous impact on the entire world. And it is being beautifully marketed because, of course, there's a great deal of money to be made. And I do not certainly worry about the fact they're going to make a lot of money on this. I do worry, however, about the message it's going to give to people throughout the world about how, of course, you can begin to manipulate the entire world. All you have to do is learn how to manipulate things with your mind. And, of course, you and I really don't have the ability to manipulate things with our minds. We have to get that power, if we're successful, from another source. And because there is a spiritual a dimension out there, and there are spirits which just love to give and give you whatever you want, but there is a price that you will pay. And of course, many of the people who've gotten into this, I'm sure, are even now beginning to understand that they actually have given themselves over and now will be possessed by truly demonic spirits. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment for Neil, who's really done a lot of work and a lot of study on this, and has put together a very good treatise on this. Is that treatise available any place that you put together and sent to me, Neil?
No, I could possibly clean that up for you, Dr. Stan, and get you something that people could refer to. I would be happy to do that if that would help in some way.
I really think that it would. I think that we need to give people something so that they can give, first of all, read themselves and understand this really came out of the works of Mrs. Hicks, who channels the spirit Abraham, who's a demonic spirit, and travels all over the country giving readings to people. I mean, talk about, you know, mediums. This is simply a form of mediumship. And this is what it is. Only the difficulty is that the individual who gets into this frame of mind is trying to become a medium.
Dr. Stan, do we have enough time? I've got a little section here of channeling, Abraham Hicks publication.
Oh, you go right ahead.
Okay, and the reason I'm going to read this is because this is what I refer to as the smoking gun. It shows you the negative intent of the spirits involved in this thing. This is a guest who writes in with a question to be answered by Abraham. I've heard about the secret government in health conspiracies and very powerful men that want to control resources and create a lot of evil for the human race. I'm a naturopath, I work with health, and I'm frustrated by the health cover-ups and that this so-called secret government and that this so-called secret government has caused. Now, in about halfway through the response from Abraham, I'll pick up what Abraham says about this. You get together and you say, folks, this is true evil. This is absolutely a wrong thing. Let's get enough of us together that we can push against that, end quote. Abraham continues, and all you do as you get a bunch of you together to push against it is create more of it and make sure that you are more likely to be in vibrational harmony with it. You see, Dr. Stan, we must stop this conspiracy talk. We're just going to fall into it here, continuing with what Abraham says. We will put your mind at ease just a little bit by offering you one very clear statement. Your government is not that clever. You are giving them way too much credit. Every feeling of victim, every feeling of paranoia, every feeling of vulnerability that has projected from the beginning of man's experience here on this planet is running like a river. And every now and again, someone will tap into that stream and speak it as truth. And what they are speaking is their truth. You see, Dr. Stan, conspiracy isn't really real. It's just what we're creating. Now, to continue with Abraham, what they are speaking is what they are finding vibrational harmony with. What they are speaking is an option that is certainly available to all of you. Most of you are not aware of what the vibrations that you are offering are attracting back to you. So if you mean well, if you want well, but you are not getting well, and you don't understand because nobody's explained to you the correlation between what you are thinking and feeling and what you are getting, that's a breeding ground for paranoia. I know it, Dr. Stan, I'm just paranoid. All my friends tell me that too. I think they must be right. And just continuing on, if I have the time.
Go right ahead.
Because then you say, quote, well, I'm certainly not doing it to myself. Somebody else must be doing it to me, end quote. And as it shows up everywhere you go, it must be somebody really, really good, somebody who has spies and networks and satellites, quote, how could I keep having these same negative experiences everywhere I go? I know I'm not doing it to me. Somebody else must be doing it. And if they're this good, they must be really good. It must be government or other galaxies. It's a huge conspiracy, end quote. And we say, and this is Abraham, it's a self-perpetuated conspiracy. It's you hooking into victimhood or into the vulnerability and holding yourself apart from well-being and then blaming somebody else because the well-being doesn't come to you. So, Dr. Stan, all this conspiracy stuff is your fault. All this conspiracy stuff is my fault. We're creating it by thinking about it and by talking about it. You see how easy it is? So Abraham is saying to people, Don't go there. Don't think about it. And when somebody starts talking about it, remember, that's their reality. It isn't even real.
And, of course, this is a demonic spirit who's telling you, you got nothing to worry about. There is no conspiracy in government. Well, you know, I wouldn't put much credence in what a demonic spirit says. In fact, I'd like to suggest maybe he's covering up what's really going on in the world.
That's why I read this. That's why I say this is the smoking gun. Here you can actually see the spirit saying, look the other way. We don't want you listening to the 9/11 truth groups. We don't want you listening to the people who are exposing the government. We don't want you listening to what's going on in the Luciferian system. So what kind of spirits are these that are directing us away from the truth that is going to make a difference?
Well, I'm sure they're not coming from the God of the heaven or the God of truth. And, of course, they're coming from the dark side. I think that is a great quotation, and I would love for you to send that to me.
I absolutely will, Roger.
All right, fine. Anything else you want to go before we open up for callers?
Just one quick one. And this is a point that was made by two other people in articles that I read, that the secret is really a favorite thing of very successful people. Why is it that Jim Carrey and Oprah and all these people like to say, hey, you know what? I've been living my life this way from the very beginning. Because what the secret says to them is, your success wasn't given to you by God. You did it. You, Jim Carrey, did it by thinking positive. You, Oprah Winfrey, did it by the law of attraction. Now, wealthy and successful people get to say, I did this. And a last note on that, if you can imagine a man with great wealth who thinks that he made it himself, and compare him to a man with great wealth who thinks that God gave it to him, these two people are going to live life completely differently. And I have worked with very wealthy people, in some cases, very strong Christians. They spend half of their lives figuring out how to put their money to work, to help people in need, to feed the starving. You know, and these are people who don't believe that they made it themselves. These are people who say, God gave it to me. He must have had a reason. It's my job now to figure out what he wants me to do.
And I think that's really such a beautiful statement, a beautiful analysis of what this is all about. We either believe, of course, that Luciferians would have us believe that we can do it on our own, or we acknowledge our dependence upon God and, of course, live for him and to carry out his program for our lives. Well, let's go to Larry, who's calling from Paso Robles. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, Larry, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you, Dr.
I'm doing just fine.
Good. I just maybe diverging just very mildly from this. I'm staying on the subject, but in the whole kind of, quote, Christian church, unquote, there's the kind of the name it and claim it kind of God wants you to have all the material things you need or want. Would that be part of that same kind of channeling those demons to help you with that sort of thing? I mean, is that the same? It sounds like the same thing to me.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that these forces have infiltrated the Christian church. They've infiltrated the Christian seminaries. I can remember a minister talking on sermons how he decided he wanted 3 sports coats, and he was going to see if the genie, who is God, of course, was going to provide him. Now, God is not a genie. I want you to understand that.
Right.
But he thought God was a genie. And he gave this wonderful sermon, and at the very end, he gets the red sport coat, the green sport coat, and the brown sport coat. Isn't God wonderful? Well, that's not how God works. God is not a genie. We cannot talk and anticipate God is going to be a genie. But these forces have infiltrated the Christian church. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Jewish religion. It is all gets into this mysticism, this experiential Christianity, and God loves everybody, and God's going to give everybody prosperity, and all you got to do is learn how to manipulate God with your mind. And let me tell you, that's not the Christian message. The message is we're all sinners, we're saved by grace, and we are to fear God, we're to obey God, and we're to love God. And that is the entire difference between the name it and claim it, power of positive thinking of the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale and so many of our other people who have been infiltrated the church with this promise of, you know, you name it, you claim it, and it's yours.
And I know, Dr. Stan, you've done a lot of work on the various different marketing aspects of the Christian faith. The purpose, what is that called?
It's called the purpose-driven church, right.
Yeah. And wouldn't you say to some extent that what they're doing is they're sort of marketing Christianity, they're putting a shine on it so that they can bring more people into the churches, and is this possibly one of the techniques they're using?
I believe it is. I believe what it is. It's simply, how do you market Christianity? How do you organize Christianity? You don't look to the God to do it. We're going to do this on our own. We're going to build upon relationships. We're going to go out and borrow money and build big churches. We're going to change the music. We're going to bring people in if they're not Christians. And we will measure our success not by the changed lives, but by the numbers, and of course, by the money in the offering plate. And there's nothing wrong with, you need money to run a church, but of course God will not provide, you know, everything you want. He'll provide you what you're supposed to have according to His plan, not according to our plan. Larry, do you have anything else out there?
No, I want to thank you and your guests both for the subject, and have a good weekend, both of you.
All right. Hey, thanks. You. Good to hear from you, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, fine. And, of course, that was Larry calling from Paso Robles. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question on this, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And unfortunately, so many things are changing in Christianity today. Have you noticed how the music has changed? Have you noticed how the message has changed? Have you noticed how, in many instances, how the minister dresses and his decor has changed? And now, instead of being the spiritual leader of the church, or why, he's the manager of the church. And how we're getting into Christian mysticism. We are not so concerned with worshiping God and subservience to God. We want to experience God. We want, of course, by one or another means, get into the Christian mysticism and concentrate on the candles or the labyrinth or the flickering candles or all of these things which have a hypnotic power and begin to open our mind, I believe, for very bad and wicked things. What we need, of course, to do is stick the scriptures to the Word of God and use that as our determinant. Well, I guess is Neil Cruz, and we're talking about the phenomenon that's sweeping across America as I speak. And if you haven't heard about The Secret, you can go up on the Internet and you can go to their website, very professionally done, and they'll even put you on the email list, and you'll be, of course, getting your regular emails from The Secret. And there, more and more people are getting into this, and some of them are finding that this is a successful thing. They can actually begin to manipulate reality with their mind. But, of course, what nobody talks and tells them, and the reason we're putting on this series of programs, is that there is a price to pay. Nothing comes from nothing. And you're not going to get the car, or you're not going to get the girl, or you're not going to get the house, or the million-dollar check that Jack Cashel and Jim Carrey and the others will promise you you're going to get without paying a price. And it may be a terrible price. Well, Neil, is there anything else that you'd like, of course, to bring out? Because you've really done such a great job of analyzing this.
Dr. Stan, one of the things that you are just hitting on right now is the focus on the self. There was a study done, the article I'm reading is from the Associated Press, February 26, 2007, college students more narcissistic. And here's a quote, "We need to stop endlessly repeating you're special and having children repeat that back," said the study's leader. Professor Gene Twenge of San Diego State University, "Kids are self-centered enough already." Another section. "The study asserts that narcissists are more likely to have romantic relationships that are short-lived, at risk for infidelity, lack emotional wealth, and to exhibit game-playing, dishonesty, and over-controlling and violent behaviors." Another section. Twenge. the author of, and this is a book that people might want to get. The book is called Generation Me, Why Today's Young Americans Are More Confident, Assertive, Entitled, and More Miserable Than Ever Before. Said narcissists, this is the author, she said, narcissists tend to lack empathy, react aggressively to criticism, and favor self-promotion over helping others. The researchers traced the phenomena back to what they call the self-esteem movement that emerged in the 1980s, asserting that the effort to build self-confidence has gone too far.
Well, I think that that's absolutely right. I think we're all sinners. I think we're saved by God. I think that we have to recognize our fallacies, and we have to depend on God for our guidance. Because if we think that we can do it on our own, or we think that we can do whatever we want to without following God's plan, and God's plan is pretty clear in the scriptures, why we're opening ourselves up to moral anarchy and all sorts of sadness and all sorts of failure and all sorts of sorrow. Well, Neil, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. We've got Herman calling in. Hi, Herman. Did you have a question?
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
A conversation, why you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, and these are available either on tape or certainly on and on CD, and we'll be putting together a 4-tape set on The Secret because we want you to understand this is a very, very dangerous thing. Neil, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us again.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed what we're talking about. If you have any question, We have a set of videos. First of all, there's something called Megiddo 1, and I believe it's in Megiddo 2 now. I could be mistaken, because I haven't seen them in some time, but you'll actually see a woman who, very, very attractive, blonde lady, who allows herself to be taken over by this spiritual being. A demonic being from the other dimension, and it is one of the most graphic, gripping things. It could be in Megiddo 1, but you really need to see them both, because they will give you a good grasp of what we're talking about. And the fact that there really is another dimension out there, and you don't want to have anything to do with it. You want to avoid it like the plague. But probably the best representation of how this fits together is a set we have. There's either 3-hour, 4-hour, 10 hours presentation. They're available in DVD. They're called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. It's a story of people like the Beatles, like so many of the people that you look up to, people like Ozzy Osbourne or so many of the other very, very popular music stars. So many of them, of course, have died at a very young age. And you have to hear what they actually say. And this this video is one of the most, DVD is one of the most powerful that we carry. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And we put out hundreds of them. And I will tell you that this has really changed people's lives. Now, this simply deals with the music industry and the demonic influence in the music industry. But you must understand this permeates every aspect of our society. You need to see the video, or DVD, I should say, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And now the new one we have is called Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. You need to see this to understand the influence of these forces here in the United States. When we were formed as a Christian nation, but the occultists were here. Today, the Christians are here, but we've become an occult pagan nation that is using its great military and financial power to bring about a one-world government, which is to be ruled by the Antichrist. This is what it's all about in very, very simple terms. People say that's too simplistic, and no, it's not. This is what how it works out, and we hope you want to go to my website. Get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll have a new DVD, which we've just gotten the cover for, and I'm so pleased with it. You know, the boxing of this, it tells the whole story about the Temple of Babylon, the unfinished Temple of Babylon, which has been reproduced in Strasbourg, Germany today, as, of course, the site where the United Nations, pardon me, where the European Parliament hold its meetings. So if you'd like to get the items we've talked about, of course, my latest talk, Forbidden Secret, available on DVD or on video, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to get They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You'll want to get Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. You've got to get this information. You've got to help us get it out. Because, you see, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people don't even know the battle is going on. So, please, pray for America. Pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And again, our number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Voice on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Camille Bohannon reports Germany and five permanent members of the UN Security Council have settled on a draft resolution aimed at getting Iran to suspend its uranium enrichment program.
They made some minor changes to sanctions agreed upon last week, which would include banning any Iranian arms exports and calling for the freezing of the assets of 28 more individual people and organizations who've been involved with Iran's nuclear and missile programs. The restrictions would have to do with any new financial aid to Iran or any new loans to the Tehran government.
America's top general describes as very encouraging his talks with China's top soldiers. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Peter Pace met